855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday night edition. Did I say this is live, Stephanie?
You did now.
Okay, yeah. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And I know people aren't used to hearing live programming on the weekend, especially in the evening on the weekend. It's truly a barren wasteland.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mark with you, by the way.
And Stephanie.
And I just came back from the Talkers Media Conference. Talk Media Conference, as it's called, in Dallas. And Ian and I, the normal weekday host. Stephanie, you help me out here on Sundays, and I do appreciate it. But the normal weekday host and I, Ian, went there, and we talked to everybody. And, you know, it's amazing. Everybody knows that there is a dearth of programming on Saturdays and Sundays,
mm-hmm.
and they don't seem to care that the listening audience is unserved now.
Oh, really? Huh.
I'm certain.
Why is that? Is it just because that's how it's been for a long time?
Yeah, and that's in radio. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about in satellite. I know that the Sirius XM does a great job of providing live content to its listeners, but... And in radio, you know, if you're hearing this on the radio, your program director cares enough to get you a live program. There aren't that many out there. So, you know, just there you go. Free Talk Live's live. You can call in at 855-450-3733. Talk about whatever interests you. But I was surprised by a news story here that we've got. It's from military.com.
No, surprise is not the word. I mean, this is just horrible.
Yeah, when it comes to news, you wonder who you believe and who you don't believe. I mean, everybody's got an agenda, and it seems like in the world of news that people are willing to lie in order to press their agenda. But I'm going to read the story, and you can decide what you want to believe regarding it. I find certain facts in it to be to make me believe the story.
Mm-hmm.
Villagers in Afghanistan, this is from military.com, stated October the 21st. Villagers in Afghanistan say that they were forced to walk ahead of Afghan and U.S. soldiers along roads in areas believed to be mined by the Taliban. Now, that means that the Afghan army and the U.S. army, according to these folks, forced villagers to walk ahead of them and perhaps go kaboom when they stepped on landmines. So NPR here reports villagers said, this is a UPI story, but it's quoting NPR, said the Afghan and U.S. troops pulled them from their homes one evening in early September and forced them to walk in front of troops for more than a mile in the Panjwai district southwest of Kandahar City. By the way, if you come to me for your pronunciations of Afghan towns and names, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, they're hard to pronounce.
Well, I'm sure they're easy for them.
Yeah, sure.
They probably have a difficult time with Keene, New Hampshire and Mark Edge. So anyway, no one was injured, but if the incident happened, it would appear to violate the Geneva Conventions governing treatment of civilians.
Wow,
NPR is really going on a limb there. It would appear to violate the Geneva Convention.
It's almost like they're afraid to say it. They literally treated people as expendable objects that are just meant to test whether there are road mines.
Right. If this were true, this would be a despicable act perpetrated by U.S. and Afghan forces, their puppets, and that everybody involved should spend the rest of their lives in prison turning big rocks into little rocks.
It's awful, and it's reminiscent of the Trail of Tears. Are you familiar with that, where
yes.
Andrew Jackson, you know, made all these Native Americans march away from their homes?
Cherokees, mostly.
Yes, and but in that case, they didn't have the possibility of landmines in the road.
No, but many of them didn't make it. There's
yes.
another. Oh shoot, there's a Japanese Japanese prisoner march that I'm not remembering.
Oh wow,
Bhutan. I don't know. I should not make guesses.
We can do a little research on it.
Yeah. So anyway, going on. Apparently, the Afghan general in charge of Afghan troops in the Panjwai district and Panjwai's district governor denied the villagers' accounts.
It's the Bataan death march.
I wasn't too bad.
Yeah,
what did I say?
You said that.
Oh, God. Amazing. Super genius. Wait a second. Stephanie, wait. What do I got on my chest?
Oh, super genius.
I got my new super genius shirt on. Yeah, Wile E. Coyote.
Genius.
Yep, indeed. So, and let's see. According to this, the general in charge of the Afghan troops says, this isn't true. No, this didn't happen. And like I said,
you expect
everybody to lie in these circumstances. Well, one of these parties is lying and one of them's telling the truth, or both of them's lying, right? I mean, that is the foregone conclusion here. Somebody has to be lying. Because the Afghan military's not.
Yeah, well, and when there's hundreds of civilians saying that this happened, and then the generals are saying, "Oh no, it didn't happen."
It's scores of villagers, actually. So
a score is 20, right? Scores is at least 40, right?
Scores, yeah. I guess suppose it's at least 40. I would have gone higher than that. I mean, 80 was the number that popped into my mind, but I suppose they would have. It's hard to, maybe they could have said about 80. I don't know. But anyway, you're talking about a lot of people. Yeah. A lot of people are claiming that this is true, and they could have gotten together and said, what's the best lie that we could have, involved? What is the best lie that we could make here and, come up with this? It's possible, or the one Afghan general that denied it, he could be lying. The NATO forces commander here says Joint Command said that the incident was under investigation, which is government speak for we don't answer your questions.
Yeah.
I know this is government.
They're going to follow up later.
By the people, for the people, of the people, and all that stuff. But we don't answer questions so the people have information so that they can make decisions about choosing, quote unquote, our leaders. Let's go to Marty in, listening to XM. Marty? It's good audio stream there, man. Yes, I can hear you. What's going on?
All right. Look, in Vietnam, it was a common practice for our troops to take Viet Cong and make them march down that trail in front of them to trip the booby traps. This happened. So, to me, this is nothing new. This goes on in all wars.
And do you agree with this? It may have happened before, but that doesn't make it right. Right.
Hey, look, there ain't nothing right about war anyway, but you're out there to survive, man. That's it. Bottom line. You do what you got to do. There's all kinds of stuff that's going on over there that ain't getting reported.
It's true.
I know it. Open
it's absolutely
eyes.
True. It's absolutely true.
Well,
now, first off, you were saying that the Viet Cong, Marty, are you there? Marty dropped. Okay. So Marty makes, an interesting point. He says that, that this used to be done with the Viet Cong. The Viet Cong was the enemy in the Vietnam War, not villagers.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So you're not going to win Afghanistan by forcing villagers, even if they're in a Taliban-controlled area or whatever. I mean, they're not the enemy. They are the people that you're supposed to be there saving.
Yeah.
He's right.
Supposed
that,
to be liberating them. Right.
Right. Right. He's right that war's hell, but I don't accept that that's okay.
Yeah. Neither do I. And then, there are lots of parallels between Vietnam and what's going on today in Iraq, Afghanistan, all over the Middle East. It's like this losing proposition. Really, there's nothing being accomplished there.
Right, I'm not callous to it, and that's the point. Is A, I understand the terrible things are going on, and B, what the F is the United States military doing in Afghanistan?
Yeah.
What's there? Obama's State Department has stated, and you see, this is the thing that at one point I was, put my hand over my heart and cry because they're playing the Pledge of Allegiance flag song thing, the little prayer to the graven image
God
of
the
red, white, and blue piece of fabric. I used to be that way, but now I realize that this is just the banner behind which the politicians tell their lies. And it doesn't mean anything to me anymore. I think that there's a difference between my country and my government, but I think that most of the people in my country don't know the difference. I feel like it's the military, and that's what they do. They go around, they kill people, they break things. Yeah, but if you're going to have this organization, you would hope that people would use it judiciously. And I don't feel it's been used judiciously in the last 65 years.
Yeah, I don't think anyone questions it at all. They're grown. Well, I mean, can you blame them, Mark? Because they grow up in an environment where they're taught to say the Pledge of Allegiance and feel this feeling in their heart, a special place for the U.S. troops and all that, and support the troops, wear the yellow ribbon and all that.
Right.
But if you stop to think about it critically and you think, hey, what's actually happening there besides wanton destruction and killing?
Right.
You're not going to come up with much of an answer.
Right. And the caller's right. It's a reality, but it's not an acceptable reality.
Not to me.
I mean, if this is an acceptable reality to you, please call in and tell me why it's an acceptable reality. I want to know. I mean, you agree with Marty? It's okay. I mean, I don't know that he said it was okay. I mean, he was saying it's reality. 855-450-3733 on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Free. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Those are the last four digits in case you, well, you don't have the little numbers on your phone. You know, some of these cell phones don't have the letters on them.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Try to dial these things. I mean,
there are websites you can go to. If you have one of the smartphones that doesn't have the numbers, you can go to, I think, phonespell.org is one of them, and it converts it automatically. There's probably apps for it,
too. My phone is either dumb or evil. I'm not sure which, because it's certainly not smart. I would not use that term to describe the phone. I mean, you know, it's so difficult to use.
It could be smart and evil.
It could be.
Then you got to watch out.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I... Somehow, it does all kinds of things. I just can't get it to do them consistently, and it can be very frustrating. Sometimes, often look at those people with the old flip phones, and I think, I remember, it was so much easier to use that. By old, I mean 5 years old. so much easier to use that. I wish I just had one of those. These new things with the big screens that you touch, they'll die. If you don't have that screen turned off, it'll dial Mars in a minute in your pocket, and... you know,
I haven't had that experience. I quite enjoy my Android phone.
Yeah, I'm
it's very capable.
Ready to throw
my life
into the
better.
Street.
You're just a Luddite, Mark.
Certainly cranky. There's no doubt about it.
We do have a little update. We mentioned the Bataan Death March in the last segment when we were talking about just sort of military marches where people, prisoners of war, were forced to march places. And it took place in Japan during World War II. And it was a 60-mile march characterized by wide-ranging physical abuse and murder, resulted in very high fatalities inflicted upon prisoners and citizens alike by the Japanese army, and was later judged by an allied military commission to be a Japanese war crime. So, yeah, good thing you brought that up, Mark. I hadn't thought of it.
If this out of military.com, this story is true, yep. And, you know, I don't know how...
yeah, it's similar to something that was judged in the past to be a war crime.
And we've found out from the WikiLeaks that the government, you know, is lying in many cases on what it says as far as the news coming out of these military areas. And I understand why it might choose to do that. But remember what it's doing when it lies. When the government lies, it is saying that we know better than our citizens what these what should be done here. Maybe they do. Maybe they do know best how to fight this war. I'm not saying that's not true, but it's the lie that is the Constitution. The Constitution is a bald-faced lie when the government is able to lie to you. Because if this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people, and anybody who still believes that is living in a fantasy world.
Right, yeah.
But if it is, then you need to have the information to be able to make the choices so that you can vote for the right person. Of course, for every person who's going out and making the right choice is another person who, you know, is just out of the insane asylum who's making a vote, too, that they're trucking in from someplace. So, you know, whatever. But I like to show people the dichotomies, the unworkability of the hierarchical, top-down model of governance that we have at this point.
Yes.
It's just... It doesn't work anymore. That's why you see so many people upset with what we've got going on. That's how Americans can walk along with the idea in their mind that A, the military's fighting for our freedom, and B, we need to give up our freedoms in order to secure our freedoms. I mean, somehow they can have these ideas in our minds. We have fewer freedoms than we did 10 years ago, but the military's fighting for our freedom, and they've been doing it all along. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's just... all of those truisms, all of those little phrases that are meant to just basically shut down dissent and discussion, they don't make sense, right? But people repeat them over and over and get really emotional if someone challenges
them. You're a bad American.
That's how they're perpetrated. Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot easier to say, I love our troops. And I really am on the fence about how I feel about the troops. I really am. I
would not wish death or bodily injury on anyone.
But
it's very likely to happen if someone goes into the military.
Right. That's really what they're there for. I feel like if it's a choice between an Afghan civilian or an Afghan child or whatever, in this case, they've got Afghan civilians walking down a road or one of our military guys, he signed up for it. This person's standing at the end of a bayonet being walked down a road and who may step on a landmine in the next moment.
Yeah, they didn't sign up for it.
They didn't sign up for it. Real quick here, if you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years, you know that, well, just like bayonets, cigarettes kill.
Ooh, not quite the same way.
Not the same way, no. It's a really slow bayonet driving into your lungs. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. 22,000 times healthier. It's vaporsmiths.com. You can save, as an average smoker, $120 a month That's a big savings. You can get all kinds of great flavors. You have better flavors. No stinky smell on you. You'll live longer. You can use it just about anywhere. You get free shipping on orders of over $60. And this deal I'm going to tell you about, the Buy 40 Cartomizer, get a free starter kit, is $69, I believe, $70, somewhere in there. Use coupon code FTL. Buy 40 Cartomizers, the things that go on the back of it. And this is a really great vaporizer. It's the highest quality, and it produces an amazing amount of vapor. It's just better than the chintzy ones out there. This is the best deal going on vaporizers for nicotine. It's vaporsmiths.com. You go there, you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It is a great item, and you'll be quite happy that you, tried it out. Vaporsmiths.com. So I'm going to go on with this article here. The Panjwai district has been a Taliban stronghold until the U.S. troop surge in 2010 started to displace insurgents. NPR said the Taliban now use roadside bombs and suicide bombers to fight there. Imagine how much you must be upset in order to be a suicide bomber. Like, you've got to be pretty angry with how things are going.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to say it makes it right or anything, but I can kind of relate, you know, when someone is just pushed to the brink of being so desperate to do something and not feeling like they have any options left in life. I guess that's what they do.
And there's always 70 virgins, right? So
yeah, well, I don't know about that.
I don't know that you're going to get 70 virgins out of the deal now.
Why would you want
that? Why would you want
anyway?
Them, particularly? Yeah. I suppose you could teach them in the ways that, or whatever. Do they just keep, it's heaven, right? They could be virgins all the time.
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Science fiction for, in Stone Age science fiction. Let's take some calls here before I finish up the article. Let's go to Jess in South Bend. Jess? Jess, you are in Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering, you two talked about politicians, hiding behind the banner, and you talked about you don't know whether or not you support the troops. I'm just wondering where you two are coming from. You know, when you say the kids are taught the Pledge of Allegiance and whatnot, I bet half the classrooms in this country don't say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. I bet the only time kids in this country hear the
Well, Jess,
I bet you're wrong, but I don't know. I wouldn't know for sure.
I certainly did say it when I was growing up, and I had questions about it then, and I'd like to talk with you some more about this, if you don't mind.
If you hold on, if you would, please.
Yeah. Do you like living free?
Just hold the line, if you will, Jess. Do you like living free?
I love living free.
I don't think that America's getting freer.
No.
Hold the line, please, Jess. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Here on the live Sunday edition, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Free Talk Live is an open line show, completely interactive. And, well, we've got a interactive website, too. You can go there, link to stories, blog posts, videos, whatever you want. And people can vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same with theirs. It's freetalklive.com. We're having a conversation here regarding this military.com report that apparently U.S. and Afghan forces may have. The accusation is that they had some civilians, scores of civilians complained of this, walk down a road that might have been mined at gunpoint. So, and Jess called in, wants to know where we're coming from. So let's get Jess back on the air here. Jess, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I thought it was somewhat humorous during the break there. I was listening to two commercial years. One was about gun holsters and whatnot, and the other was about, like, Army, Navy supplies.
Yeah.
Here you are talking about, you know, the military and whatnot. I just caught a little bit of your show before I called, and it's the first time I've listened to y'all, but it just seemed to me like you guys were kind of running down the troops and the flag and
Well, Jess, first of all, if I could jump in, this is Stephanie, by the way. Welcome to the show.
Yeah,
and, you know, I just have some really serious questions about why did the U.S. go into Afghanistan, Iraq in the first place. I question what they're accomplishing there. It seems pretty obvious to me that they're not increasing freedom around the world, which is something that a lot of people say that they're supposed to be doing. And I don't like all the death and destruction that I see happening. And, you know, it's not that I think that the troops are bad people or anything like that. I just, you know, they come home with a lot of casualties and a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder, and I don't like to see that. And so it's mostly just questioning this whole paradigm of war in the first place. Does that make a little more sense?
Why do you think we're there?
Why do I think we're there? I'm not really sure.
Well, I think it's the military-industrial complex that Washington makes money, and the people that own the politicians, have them in their pockets, make lots of money by making things that go kaboom and employing people to do jobs, essentially digging holes to fill in other holes, sweeping sunshine off the sidewalk, things like that.
There's a lot of waste, too, and nobody really questions it.
Were you ever in the military?
Would that make my opinion better or worse?
Well, I think it would make it maybe more informed.
Well, I can tell you my uncle was in the military. He was in the Air Force and said that it almost ruined him for the working world. And I've been doing the show for 10 years now, had vets call in all over the place, have vets on the show as co-hosts, and they say that, frankly, the military is just a big, giant bureaucracy. It's basically the post office and fatigues. They don't worship it. They don't think it's an amazing thing.
Really? Well,
really, Jess. I mean,
yeah,
really.
Jess. I'm
in Vietnam.
Jess.
I did two terms.
What did
Vietnam.
You do to increase freedom, Jess?
What did I do?
Yeah, what did you do to increase Americans' freedom?
I felt like I was there to fight for the cause.
What is the cause?
The people in South Vietnam that were oppressed for so many years, and to try to enhance democracy or a rule of order in that part of the world.
So why should I pay for that, Jess?
Well,
assuming what you're saying is true.
Maybe you don't need to pay for it, but why should you pay for a lot of things? All of my kids and grandkids are out of school now, and I still pay taxes for school.
I don't think you should have to. I think you should pay to send your kids to school, and everybody should pay to send their kids to school.
Well, you know, bringing this a little bit more back on track, Jess, I would like to know, were you drafted or did you voluntarily sign up?
I joined. I was in my third year of college.
Okay.
In engineering, and I joined.
Well, you know, I see, by the way, I work in the medical field, and I see a lot of veterans who are now coming back from Iraq and multiple tours, more than they thought they were going to get. And, you know, they have PTSD, they have bodily injuries, and, you know, they really come back with a lot of severe problems, and they don't get the support that they were promised.
And in this war, it is strictly voluntary. This is not a draft.
Yes, it may be voluntary, although it's
a draft, but I still join. It was my choice, and it is everyone's choice today. And
it's not my choice to pay for it, Jess.
Exactly. That's the biggest problems that we have, Jess, is that, you know, we, as people who are not in the military but who pay taxes, we really can't choose to not support something like a war with which we disagree.
I think that this war is pointless. I agree with Obama's State Department that says the only reason that we're there is because Obama has married himself to this war politically, and that there is nothing to be had, that there are hundreds of Taliban. Wait a second.
I'm not a big Obama fan.
Right. I'm not a fan of any of these politicians. As far as I'm concerned, they're all killers, okay? So, you know, I mean, I don't care about either Bush or Obama. I don't have a horse in this race. The point I'm trying to make is I don't have
a
country
in this race.
I don't know what that even means. Okay?
You know, Jess, I think we would all be better off if I hate to even say we, because I don't feel like I'm included in this, but I think, you know, if the U.S. government would kind of mind its own business a little bit more and not get involved in all these other places around the world that they really have no business being there, then everyone would be better off.
Well, I believe that we should not be the world's policeman. I've believed that for a long time.
But you don't think that was... But you supported Vietnam? I mean, isn't that the world's policeman?
Yes. I just made a statement, though, that I don't think we should be. We were then, and I think that there was a cause. There was a cause now.
But isn't the cause being the world's policeman?
I think it's like, you know, if you took logic in college, it's diminishing returns. Like, you know, when you first eat that first pancake, it tastes great. But after your seventh
it's
or
marginal
eighth
value.
One, it doesn't taste quite as good, does it?
Mm-hmm. That's marginal value in economics.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we should have learned something a long time ago. If
you mean when George Washington said that we should have no entangling alliances with other nations, that we should be peaceful and trade with other nations but not have entangling alliances, like then?
Back then?
Right. What I'm saying is that war is old men talking, young men dying for nothing. Largely.
Oh, I'd go tomorrow. Are you kidding me?
To Afghanistan?
No, young men that are old people that are patriotic to this country and believe in a cause would go in a heartbeat.
Where?
And I bleed red, white, and blue, and I'd go tomorrow.
Where would you go? Wait, hold on a second, Stephanie. I want to find out. Where are you going to go to fight for this patriotic cause you're talking about?
I would go to Afghanistan if that's where we need to be.
But is it where we need to be?
I would go wherever there is a need to fight that war somewhere else other than on his soil. Last time there was a battle on United States soil was the war between the states, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Well, you know, just
that wasn't the United States soil. I mean, that was a sovereign country that decided to secede, and it had the U.S. military had no business.
Words then. Okay.
What's that? Yeah, it's really difficult. You know, the United States military has done a whole bunch of adventurism. I mean, the Mexican-American War. Yeah, I mean, this is the point. And if young men keep on going places and fighting for that flag and patriotic servitude, it's never going to stop, Jess.
Well,
see,
Mark,
it's not just the politicians.
Mark,
it's
I'm
the
really,
people that are following them.
I'm glad that you brought up that word.
I don't care about the politicians.
Yes, you do. They are the government. They are the flag, Jess.
Gentlemen, let me interrupt here. I like that you brought up the word patriotism, Mark, because this is something that Jess said also in the past. And I think that if you think about that word, patriotism, it shouldn't mean just unquestioningly going along with everything that the government says or does. It should
Absolutely
mean critical thinking. And, you know, sometimes people don't want to admit that bad things happened to them or that something happened that wasn't okay, like being sent to Vietnam. But, you know,
I do appreciate the call, Jess. We have to go on to other folks here. Thank you very much. Keep listening. And
it's
you'll
okay
hear
to question.
Yeah, please. Please call. Please listen. You will find that we do try to maintain a very consistent view here on Free Talk Live. Be right back. 855-450-3733.
Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want. But first I want to tell you about the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals who are all moving to one state in order to have some effect on the state, whether it's from a governmental level or from a societal level, in order to bring about more liberty. The stated intent is to bring about a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And, you know, I don't think the government's very good at protecting any of those things either. So, frankly, but I do think that the Free State Project is having its stated effect. And it's having it in spades, and you can find out more by going to freestateproject.org, checking it out. It's freestateproject.org. We just spoke with Jess, who is, understandably confused about our stand on sort of the military. I thought it was funny that we had gun ads on Free Talk Live. And
well, he probably thought we were liberals, quote unquote, right?
I think so,
like
yeah.
Liberals. Yeah. And, Free Talk Live is neither liberal or conservative. We believe in a consistent position that you are the best one to make decisions about your own life, and we like freedom and liberty.
And if those decisions include guns, God bless you. So, or whomever, Stephanie's an atheist.
Right.
Who do you have blessing people? Is it Darwin?
No blessings.
No blessings.
No.
Darwin. Okay. I'm just wondering here. I'll say God bless you. Let's go with Brian in New Hampshire. Brian, can you hear me now?
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to respond to Jess. Was that his name there?
That was Jess. Yep.
Yeah. I was in the military during. During our last Iraq little situation there.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I signed up, in 2003 when it was all starting up, voluntarily, knew what I was going in for, knew it was a war at the time, and I was a New Yorker most of my life, so I was kind of rather well indoctrinated. You don't know till you get into the military, just what it is, and just really kind of the, I went in, you know, expecting it to be this really honorable organization, this really, you know, just this, I don't know, this G.I. Joe kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't. You know, it was so disappointing. And as far as, you know, it's voluntary today, well, there's a lot of guys who signed up before we were going into Iraq who were essentially forced and ordered to go to Iraq, or at least even stay. They were forced to stay into the military.
Right, they have the stop loss, right?
I'm sorry?
They have the stop loss program.
They had it, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, so to say that it's voluntary today is really a misnomer. It's not even close.
Well, not only that, Brian, but, you know, I think it's hard for me to imagine, anyway, an 18-year-old who is told, you know, promised that they will get money for college and who is told that they will have direction and discipline in life and all these wonderful things and people will think of them as a hero. And, you know, it's hard for me to imagine them fully understanding just what they're doing with their life. They're essentially renting out their body to the United States government. And they take full advantage of that, you know, and they don't hesitate to. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I went in, you know, I was 19, and I didn't have a clue about anything that, you know, anything that mattered anyway. So, you know, I can't even say that I was going in there, you know, with the proper mind frame or even, you know, properly consensually, for lack of a better word. It's just, I mean, and they play that up, you know, that you're, you know, well, I mean, now that I've read, like, Smedley Butler, you know, and when you think about it, it is such a joke to think of all the things you'll do just to get a little pin on your chest, you know.
Yeah, a little piece of pot metal with some fabric on it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and it's so...
If they say that that what you're going to get when you go into the military is discipline, honor, you know, all these things that one is supposed to get, and you don't get those. I mean, discipline isn't some guy yelling at you, okay? I mean, discipline comes from the inside. It doesn't come from the outside. All the honor, any military, any organization at all can provide you with some kind of motivation from the outside. They don't really teach you, you know, discipline. And, by the way, the government had these people for 13 years prior to this. I mean, the government couldn't instill discipline in them in their schools. Why is it that it's going to suddenly be able to instill it in them in their military? I mean, you know, these points don't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
No, right on. I mean, you know, and again, it's just this, you know, this fallacy that it's some kind of honorable organization. I mean, when I went in, you know, again, I was expecting everything to, you know, like a warrior's code, all this stuff. Then you find out your sergeants are beating their wives. You know, I mean, you go down the list.
Oh, and
that,
it's so,
you know,
it's so sad, too, because there's such high rates of alcoholism and, you know, domestic violence is, of course, a problem. Some of the highest rates of those things are found on military bases, unfortunately. And I think it's telling about the state of affairs when someone gets thrown into a very hierarchical situation where people are constantly yelling at them and they're on the bottom of the totem pole and they're told that, well, you have to do this or you're not manly enough or you're not honorable enough. And they see horrible things happening. They see people being blown up in extreme, gruesome violence and just encounter all this trauma. And then they're expected to come home and just pretend like nothing happened. And
Their minds are laid waste.
Yeah, and
they're not given the
support that they're promised either from, like, the VA and all that other stuff.
Right. I mean, there's lies abound just in the recruitment process. And yeah, I mean, and it's sadly understandable, you know, that people turn into... Well, not all, but, you know, quite a few of them turn into the veritable social monsters, I mean, because of it. You know, it's such, and then when you get out, and the world doesn't work that way. The world doesn't operate the way the military does. You're really messed up.
There's a lot more vets that are, it seems like there's a lot more vets that are homeless than any other, you know, particular job.
We really need to point out it's through no fault of their own, really. I mean, try being in a system like this and then going home and not having the support that you really need to get over what you've seen, frankly. It's really difficult.
Right. You know, and it's, again, it's such a shame. I mean, what people will buy into. You know, even just the reasoning behind these wars, you know. And like I said, I mean, I went in there, you know, I wanted you know, I wanted some revenge for a lot of things. I'm Jewish.
I was angry as hell after the 9/11 attacks. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people were. If the government would have told me that Barbados had attacked us, you know, I mean, let's send the fleet over there and blow those clods of mud out of the water. I mean, let's attack Canada too. I mean, whatever. The country was ready for anything.
Right. I mean, and no one cared to tell everybody that the CIA said, look, this is blowback. This is, Mark Schaefer or whatever his
name
is.
And what is blowback, real quick, just for our listeners who might not be familiar?
Blowback is the idea that your actions in a certain area create a reaction. I mean, it's pretty much Francis Bacon, you know. Yeah. Every action has an equal or greater reaction.
Right. I appreciate the call. Real quick, here, blowback is essentially the belief that everybody around the world are people, too, and they might react like other folks do. I want to finish this story real quick here. It says, this is from Ahmad, a 22-year-old from Zangabat, said soldiers forced him to walk along what he believed to be a mined road. Soldiers kept telling us to show the mines. Ahmad said, we didn't know where the Taliban planted mines. They told us to move forward to the next village, and on the way, if anything happens, you're responsible for the consequences. We kept on praying, oh God, save us.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you can imagine what this is like. Men, women, children being walked along at the point of a gun down a road that could very well be your next step. Could blow you apart. You know that it could be there. And I can just hear the crying babies, the children holding on to their mother's skirts and trying to, you know, why are you scared, Mama? Why are you scared? And, you know, the one caller called in and said that war is hell. I mean, this is true, but I'm not going to allow myself to be callous to this. This would be horrifying if it happened to me and my family, and it's no less horrifying that it happened to somebody's family half a world away. Just because they weren't born on this piece of ground called the United States, just because they weren't born speaking English or having the same color, doesn't mean that these people are somehow worth less than ours are. And the United States is going to continue to have problems like this as long as its citizens continue to believe that people from other countries matter less.
100% agree, Mark. Empathy is the only way to
respond. These are not your dogs. These are not cattle. These are human beings, and they have to be treated like that. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.